the Honorable Father of Ala Hazrat, the leader of the philosophers, Hazrat Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, says, while mentioning the 23rd respect of acceptance of dua, written inside Ahsanul Wi'a on page 57, the supplication that is performed in the presence of learned scholars and pious saint is accepted. In a marginal note about the particular respect, the Honorable Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says about the pious saint and learned scholars that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Sahih, authentic Hadith Qudsi, that they are those people that if a person sits with them, he does not remain unfortunate or ill-fated. Yak zamana suhbate ba'awliya. Yak zamana suhbate ba'awliya. Behtar az sad sala ta'ate beriya. Meaning that a moment spent in the company of the Honorable Saint is better than 100 years of sincere and unostentatious worship. Whether a pious saint is physically alive or resting inside a blessed mausoleum, his proximity and nearness is a reason for the acceptance of supplication. The leaders of millions of Shafi'i, Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says, whenever I need something, after performing two units of Salah, I commute to the blessed luminous shrine of Imam-e-Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, and supplicate. Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills my needs. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it is known that in the vicinity of the mausoleum and shrines of the honorable saints, supplications are accepted, pleadings are responded to, wishes and desires are fulfilled. The Honorable Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay informs us of his incident when he was 21 years of age. He says, on 17th Rabiul Akhir, 1293 Hijri, when I was 21 years old, I was walking with the learned author, the eminent master, the honorable master, my dear father, and Hazrat Muhibbi Rasul, the devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Maulana Maulvi Muhammad Abdul Qadir Badayuni Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. We presented ourselves in the blessed court of a highly revered saint, Mahbub-e Ilahi, Nizamul Haqq wa Deen, Sultanul Awliya, the King of all saints, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Surrounding the blessed shrine, a condemned musical performance and other acts of amusements were taking place. Due to intense noise, we were struggling to hear even our own voices. Both gentlemen entered the Mawajihai Aqdas peacefully and became occupied. This faqir, Ala Hazrat refers to himself humbly, that this faqir was being disturbed by the noise and the evilness outside. I stood by the blessed doorsteps and humbly appealed to Hazrat Sultan al-Awliya that, O Master, the slave is present, but these noises are causing interference and severe disturbance. After this, I recited Bismillah and placed my right foot inside the blessed room. With the help of the omnipotent sustainer Azza wa Jal, the noise suddenly stopped. I assumed that the people had abruptly became quiet. When I looked back, I saw the same performance was taking place. As soon as I placed my right foot outside again, I was confronted with the same noise. I then read Bismillah Sharif again and placed my right foot back inside the blessed room. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, once again, the noise had all of a sudden disappeared. I then knew that this is the benevolence of the Lord Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sultan al-Awliya's miracle, alayhi rahmah, and that this is the help of the mercy manifested for this worthless slave. I expressed my gratitude and thanks and entered the blessed Mawajihai Aqdas, where I remained occupied. During this time, I heard no noise whatsoever. When I left, I was confronted with the same noisy atmosphere. It was difficult to reach the residence situated outside the blessed shrine. The faqih said to himself that this was indeed a ni'mah, the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty Sustainer has declared. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Translation from Kansul Iman. And proclaim profoundly the bounty of your Sustainer Azza wa Jal. This brings great news for the slaves of the blessed saints, and griefs for the deniers of saintly miracles, that, O Allah, for the sake of your beloved saints, make us prosperous and successful in the worldly life, in the afterlife, in the grave, and at the resurrection with the blessing of your beloved saints.